This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. Tally Broadcasting Sports presents high school basketball. This broadcast is brought to you by Hillsboro Energy, McDonald's in Litchfield, FNB, First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Burden, Morrisonville, and Pawnee. Mark Steering, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield. Pete Drummond, attorney at law in Litchfield. Madison Communications, Kenny Contractors in Raymond. Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Cubbyhole, a mile west of Carlinville High School. The Dairy Queen in Nokomis. Bishop Motors in Staunton and Litchfield. Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Raymond, Farmersville, Carlinville, and Rochester. Hillsboro Rental. FS Fast Stop and M&M Service Company. Midwest Basement Technologies. And by Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Burden. And now, high school basketball action on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. The sports voice of Mid-Illinois and America's high school sports leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome inside the Big House on West Main. It is day two of the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament, and welcome inside Tim Mize alongside Terry Tote. We've got three outstanding boys basketball games on the docket for you tonight. Riverton and Mount Olive on the floor getting set. Coming up next, it'll be Carlinville and Lincolnwood, and the nightcap tonight, Bunker Hill, will battle Staunton, as we are on day two of pool play here at the Holiday Tournament. And the game just completed. The tournament's top seed, Litchfield, defeated Gillespie 58-39. But, Terry, the buzz around the gymnasium is still about the nightcap from last night. And with the Mount Olive overtime victory over Staunton, this tournament has officially begun, and it is wide open now.
Well, that certainly upset the banana cart, as the saying goes. But you still have to play pretty well every night, and it's up to the Wildcats to try to regroup now. You know, that was a terrific win for them last night over a team that had beaten them the week prior to that by 30-plus points. And they come away with the overtime win. Now, what do you do for an encore? That's the tough thing, and that's what Drew Logan was talking about last night as I spoke to him after the ball game was over, and he says, well, you know, as long as we can just come out and give the effort, that's the main thing. You may not always win the game. He says, we just definitely want to see the effort, and we know how tough Riverton is. Riverton is a very good defensive ball club, and anybody that plays Riverton is going to have some trouble.
Completely different squad are the Riverton Hawks from the Staunton Bulldogs. Of course, Mount Olive had the luxury of seeing Mount Olive right just the week prior, so they had film, knew exactly what to expect with that 1-3-1 zone. Here against Riverton, you're going to get pressure man-to-man defense for the entire four quarters. How will the Cats be able to handle the pressure man-to-man? That'll go a long way in determining the outcome of this basketball game. But the top seed Litchfield, they are in control. They are 2-0 in pool play. They will take on Lincolnwood tomorrow at 7. And of course, if the Purple Panthers win, they will be in the championship game. But what makes what transpired last night so weird is with Mount Olive beating Staunton as they did after losing by 30 just a week prior, Staunton has beaten Litchfield this year. So the tournament's top seed has been beaten by Staunton, who was beaten in overtime by Mount Olive, who they beat by 30 a week before. So it's a very interesting tournament. It has officially dropped on its head, and even though Litchfield is 2-0 and has the inside track to the title game, after seeing what happened last night, nobody is taking anybody for granted from here on out.
Well, Tim, you could play a team 100 different times, and you know, maybe a team like Mount Olive would beat Staunton one out of those 100 times. Last night was that one time. You know, when you're in tournament play, and in particular in postseason tournament play, the regional sectionals and that sort of thing, that's very important to bring that best game of the whole year each night. You're not going to have it every night, but if you can bring your best shot, bring your best game, you at least have an opportunity to stay in the contest and maybe pull out a victory and move on to the next round of play. So here we go with Mount Olive and Riverton. The Cats are in their road uniforms, the purple, decked out and trimmed out in the gold and the white. Riverton Hawks in their white, trimmed out in the blue and the orange. And a few people continue to trickle into the gymnasium here for this second game of the Holiday Basketball Tournament.
Absolutely. Day one netted some outstanding basketball games here on WSMI. What will day two bring in boys play from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament? We're back with the lineup and the tap for Riverton and Mount Olive on the sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000-square-foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, just about everything for your flooring needs with financing available. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop by just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
Lewis and Clark Community College is celebrating 40 years of success. Award-winning faculty and academic programs, nationally recognized athletics, are just a few of Lewis and Clark's success stories. Get started on your own success story today. Log on to lc.edu or call 800-YES-LCCC.
Classes begin January 18th.
WSMI FM 106.1.
And welcome back to Carlinville High School and the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Let's set the lineup for today's second boys game. For the visitors tonight on the scoreboard, the Mount Olive Wildcats, they come in tonight. Tonight's pool play 1-0 after last night's victory over Staunton. Coach Drew Logan will go with Brandon Ellington, a 5'7 sophomore. Jesse Pruden, a 5'10 senior. Matt Mueller, a 6'1 junior. Dakota White, a 6-foot sophomore, and Eric Ulrich, a 6'2 senior. For head coach Drew Logan, Ellington, Pruden, Mueller, White, and Ulrich. For the Riverton Hawks and their head coach Kyle Weber, he will go with Will Schneider, a 6-foot sophomore, Spencer Pulliam, a 6-foot senior, Alex Barron, a 6-foot senior, Matt Jagodzinski, a 5'8 senior, and Zach Yokrist, a 6'3 junior. For head coach Kyle Weber, Schneider, Pulliam, Barron, Jagodzinski, and Yogurt for the Riverton Hawks. Also 1-0 in pool play as they defeated Bunker Hill yesterday 65-43. So the winner of this game will be 2-0 in pool play and have that inside track to the championship game Thursday night at 8, which will be aired live right here on FM 106. And we are underway. Mueller wins the tap from Mount Olive, then comes down a little awkwardly on his ankle. Mueller has the ball on the right wing. Dumps it on the block, off the window. Short was the shot that time from the Wildcats, Dakota White. And here come the Hawks into the front court. Off to Jagodzinski, now in the hands of Barron, and he travels. That was just kind of a little deja vu right there, thinking back to the county tournament last year when Dylan Burton injured himself on the jump ball.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Mueller appears to be all right, but he definitely came up a little gingerly after the jump.
Then again, if been more than one ball player have a slight injury and milk it for all it's worth and then break loose and have a great game.
Absolutely. If you're Mount Olive tonight, you're pretty much on cloud nine right now,
yeah.
So I would imagine you feel no pain. Out front is Ellington. He was trapped after he picked up the bounce, got it off to Mueller. We've got a whistling foul coming on the Hawks. They will get, I believe, Will Schneider with the personal, his first, team's first. No score, just underway, opening quarter here, second day of pool play at the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Carlinville Lincolnwood next, Bunker Hill Staunton to follow at 8:30. All three games here on WSMI. In the corner it goes for the Cats now. On the baseline, Pruden tried to bounce it across, and it's out of bounds, and the Cats have their first turnover.
That's always a dangerous pass down there on the baseline, and don't have a whole lot of operating room.
Still no score, 50 seconds into the opening quarter. Hawks in the home white uniforms trimmed out in the blue. Mount Olive in the road purple is trimmed out in the white with the gold numeral. On the penetration, Yogurst leaves it down blocked. Barron shot blocked out of there. The Cats pick it up. Minute 5 gone by, first quarter. Here comes Mueller into the front court with the behind-the-back bounce. Works right side, leaves it now for White. He will fire from 15, almost banked it in, and we've got a foul on Mount Olive going for the rebound. It'll be the Cats first, and they will get Brandon Ellington with the personal. Still no score, 6 minutes, 43 seconds to play, first quarter. Mount Olive faced the 1-3-1 zone of Staunton last night. Now they get pressure man-to-man from the Riverton Hawks tonight. Here comes Schneider on the attack, leaves it for Yogurt. He will go top of the key now to Jagodzinski. Move Moving the ball now with Schneider, right side of the key, wants to cross over, leaves it back for Barron. Alex on the penetration, jump stop, off the glass, yes. Alex Barron has the game's first point at the 6:20 mark of the opening quarter. Here comes full court pressure. Ellington looking, gets it in to Mueller.
Now, if somebody can help out Mueller and the Cavs can get the ball in the front court, they'll have an opportunity to work against this Riverton defense. Oh, what a move.
Into Ulrich, back to Mueller for the easy do. And Matt Mueller ties the game at two. Back come the Hawks now, 5:56 to play. Nice move without the basketball for Jagosinski. Tough layup off the mark, and Mueller pulls down the board. Welcome those of you listening online tonight with our live stream through Network One Sports. You can get the live stream at WSMIRadio.com. On the curl, Ellington cut off at the right elbow. Mueller now, long deuce on the way short. Rebound fought for. They're going to get a Manala player over the back. That'll be Dakota White, his first personal, team second. 5 minutes, 32 seconds to play in the opening quarter. We are tied at two. Riverton beat Bunker Hill yesterday in the opening game of the tournament, 65-43. And in the last game last night, in overtime, Mount Olive defeats Staunton 57-53. What a huge win for the Wildcat basketball program last night. 5:20 for the quarter. On the block it goes. Schneider will rise and hit. Will Schneider, nice fadeaway off the left block. He has his first bucket of the night and a 4-2 Riverton lead.
That kid's only a sophomore.
Getting the full court pressure, picked off by Schneider in the backcourt. And the Mount Olive Wildcats have turned it over for the second time. Into the front court, Pulliam. Back left side now to Schneider, the 6-foot sophomore. On the left wing it goes to Barron. Into the hands of Spencer Pulliam now. Wants a crossover up top, and White with the hand check. That'll be the second personal on Dakota White. Third team foul on Mount Olive. 4:47 for the first quarter, a 4-2 Riverton lead. It'll be a sideline trigger in front of the stage for Will Schneider. Substitution, Dakota White is out, and Zach Murphy, the 6'1 sophomore, has checked in for the first time. 4:45 for the quarter. Up top, it is Yogurt. He leaves it off for Jagosinski now. Curls left side off to Barron. Little three-man weave action up top. Three ball for Jagosinski on the way. Back rimmed it. Rebound loose on the floor. Picked up by Riverton, but Jagosinski on the baseline. And it'll belong to Mount Olive.
That was B-O-L, Butt Online.
There you go. Is that an official refereeing term?
It is mine.
Okay.
Yes. When you're touching the ball and your rear end's on the line, that's out of bounds.
Hawks really crashed the glass that last possession, but came up with nothing. Now on the inbounds, we've got a foul on the Hawks. It'll be on Zach Yocrest, his first, team second.
I believe Zach was one of the few returning players that made the all-tournament team last year for Riverton.
How will the Cats handle the full court pressure? That'll be a big indicator in the game.
He did make the all-tournament team last year.
Mueller on the spin, overshot it. A little bit of a wild shot there, and Schneider with the rebound lost his footing and went to the deck and traveled. That'll be the third turnover on the Hawks. Riverton 5-2 on the year. Mount Olive just 2-8, but of course that big win last night over Staunton to get them 1-0 in pool play. Nice inbound play. It's up and in. Zach Murphy, his first bucket. He just cuts the middle of the lane. All alone. We're knotted at four. Halfway through the opening quarter. Here comes Snyder to the foul line. Back comes Barron now behind the arc. Here comes Jagosinski off to Pulliam now to the foul line. He will leave it for Barron. On the right wing, halfway through the opening quarter, Yocrest wants to fire a three and got it. Zach Yocrest, his first bucket tonight as he buries the triple off the left wing, 7-4 Riverton. Here come the Cats, and it goes to Mueller, back now to Ulrich. He will give it back to Mueller, and he threw a bullet pass about 2 feet away, went right to the hands of Mueller and out of bounds. The third turnover on the Cats. Too hard of a pass for the distance it had to travel there.
No chance for any reaction.
No. 3 minutes, 35 seconds for the quarter. Down to Barron. Nice up, fake, counter to the foul. Alex Barron, his fourth point of the night, but he utilized the pump fake beautifully there. The 9-4 Riverton lead, and the personal foul will go on Matt Mueller, his first, team's fourth. And checking in, Zach Mathis, a 5'10 sophomore. He will replace Jesse Pruden. Not a lot of seniors on this Mount Olive roster. Eric Ulrich, Travis Keller, Jesse Pruden, the three seniors on the roster. Barron's toss is good. 5 1/4 for Barron, and the biggest lead of the game for the Hawks, a 10-4. Again, the full court pressure. Mueller. Off it goes now to Ellington. Brandon Ellington racing into the front court, knife through the double, spins, leaves it in the corner. Three on the way, missed that time by Mathis. Picked up in the heart of the lane by the Cats and put home by Eric Ulrich. His first bucket. The long rebound off the missed triple. Ulrich put it home. A 10-6 Riverton lead, 3 minute mark, first quarter. Here's the Gilchrist. Back it goes now to Fulham. Spencer threw it away. Fourth turnover on Riverton. That time he was expecting Mitchell Patterson, who's just checked in, to slide to the corner, but Mitchell was hanging out on the left wing, and it's the fourth turnover on the Hawks. Ulrich gets it in to Ellington, now into the hands of Mueller. 2 minutes, 50 seconds for the opening quarter. Mueller still in the backcourt, picked up the dribble, now gets it off to Murphy. Zach Murphy, right elbow it goes to Mathis. Nice ball fake by Ellington. Lost it back to Mathis. Here comes Zach. Leaves it for Mueller. On the attack. Tough baseline. Jay off the mark. No good. Here come the Hawks in a hurry with Schneider. He goes coast to coast for the easy dude. Will Schneider now with 4 points with a left-handed layup. It's a 12-6 Riverton lead. They're doubling up the Wildcats. 2:20 for the opening quarter. Full night of basketball here on WUSMI. Carlinville, Lincolnwood will follow. And then the nightcap at 8:30, Bunker Hill and Staunton. All the action for you here on the Sports Voice of Mid-Illinois, WUSMI FM 106. Ellington to the right elbow. Cats trailing by 6. They tried the backdoor. Good idea. Better defense that time from Schneider. He read it like a book and picked it off for the fourth Mount Olive turnover. Inside of 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Gilchrist on the right wing. On the block it goes to Patterson. He's going to spin, work to the heart of the lane, countered in the foul. Mitchell Patterson, his first bucket, a very nice spin move to the heart of the lane, and then the nice soft touch to absorb the contact and finish the play. Chekadinsky back in. Looks like Schneider will get a breather. And checking in for Mount Olive, Jake Niehaus into the action, a 5'9 freshman, as Brandon Ellington will get a blow with a 1:48 to play in the opening quarter. Patterson's toss is off the heel of the rim. No good. We can't complete the old-fashioned three-point play. It'll remain an 8-point Riverton lead, and Mount Olive again will face the full-court pressure. Kyle Weber was on hand last night for that Mount Olive-Staunton game, so he kind of got a double dip of scouting last night. Two for the price of one. Mueller will pick up his dribble, just slow his bounce. Now he keeps the dribble alive into the front court. Dangerous pass picked off by Jagosinski. Now he's on the sideline. Oh, Kyle Weber got a timeout before Jagosinski fell out of bounds. 1:37 for the first quarter. Riverton 14, Mount Olive 6. You're listening to the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament on WUSMI.
Film development has never been so easy at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. They're glad to offer one-hour photo finishing and their Sony Picture Station. And Savemore Pharmacy makes your prescriptions more convenient with free delivery on prescriptions. It's all at Savemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon.
This game is brought to you by Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carlinville. The Benty Shell Food Mart serving the WSMI listing area. Sloan Implement just off the Shipman Blacktop in Carlinville. And by Plaza Truck Service in Carlinville. America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Semi's back with you here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. It's the second boys game of the day. As in the first game, Litchfield defeated Gillespie 58-39. And here come the Riverton Hawks. They extend their lead. It is now 16-6. At that time, it's put home by Jagosinski. That's his first bucket tonight. 10-point Hawk lead. Here comes Mueller. Leaves it off for Zach Mathis. On the left double, he will turn and face. Now hands to Murphy. Off to Mueller it goes. Matt Mueller works between the legs. Nice spin off the glass. Yes, Matt Mueller, very nice move. He's got 4 in the quarter. It's a 16-8 Hawk lead. That move was outstanding. Under control with the spin, the fade, and the bank shot. 50 seconds for the quarter. On the right wing to Alex Barron. Now between the circles to Jagosinski. He will tuck it under the right arm and stand out near midcourt. Cats will stay back in their defense here, not come out in pressure. More than happy to let Riverton hold for the final shot. Half a minute for the opening quarter. Day two of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Now the Wildcats extend their pressure at the 23-second mark. Here is Pulliam out from between the circles, man-to-man from the cat. Here's Gilchrist. He will fire and hit. Zach Gilchrist, he's got five off the right wing with the long J. And the pass knocked out of bounds by Pulliam. 6 seconds for the quarter, and Mount Olive will have to go three-quarters of the floor. Will Schneider has checked back in along with Kevin Bertolino, and out are Pulliam and Jagosinski. 10-point Riverton lead. Into Mueller. Matt Mueller into the front court with four. Off to Murphy. Down to the block. Pass is stolen. And after one quarter of play, the Riverton Hawks lead the Mount Olive Wildcats 18-8. And you're listening to the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament on the Sports Voice of Mid-Illinois, WUSMI.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pana, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pana, and Greenville.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home. WSMI FM, Litchfield Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
Tim Mize, Terry Toad, back here at Carlinville High School. Day number two of the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Second boys game of the day. Litchfield earlier defeated Gillespie 58-39, and the Panthers, the top seed, now 2-0 in pool play. Riverton Hawks on the attack here with a 10-point lead to start the quarter. Here's Alex Barron, top of the key, straight on, missed the running layup, and the rebound cleared out by Mount Olive. Baseball pass, length of the floor, goes through the hands of Mitchell Patterson. It's out of bounds, last touch by Riverton. Mount Olive basketball in the front court, 7:39 for the first half, a 10-point Riverton lead. Both teams 1-0 in pool play. A very critical game here tonight. Well, coming off the huge overtime victory over Staunton last evening. Here's Mathis out top to Murphy. Nice back door. Oh, nice look that time for Pruden. Got it off to Ulrich. Won it out of bounds, and it'll stay with Mount Olive. Had girls action earlier today. We'll get you those scores in just a moment. As the championship game is set, we'll have that for you Thursday, 6:30. Here on FM 106. Murphy puts it up for 14, off the mark, no good. Picked up by the Hawks. Here comes the Bertolino. Off to Gilchrist. Jump stop. They're going to get it for traveling. Yep. Fifth turnover on Riverton. In the consolation bracket for the girls tournament earlier today, Gillespie defeated Carlinville 44-39, and Nokomis over Roxana 46-23. In the championship semifinals, it was Staunton over Greenfield 58-36. And Litchfield over Bunker Hill, 51-30. So Staunton and Litchfield for the girls' championship Thursday night, 6:30, here on FM 106. Here come the Mount Olive Wildcats with Mathis. He's off the mark from the left side. Now going for the rebound, Mathis commits the foul. His first, team's fifth. In the rest of the girls' tournament, for seventh place, Carlinville will take on Roxana tomorrow at noon. The fifth-place game will have Gillespie and Nokomis. That is tomorrow at 1:30. Both games here in the high school gym. Your third-place game will happen on Thursday at noon here in the high school gym between Greenfield and Bunker Hill. And your championship game, Staunton and Litchfield, 6:30 Thursday night. Live coverage right here on WUSMI FM 106. And, of course, the girls' championship game followed by the boys' championship contest. Here's Gilchrist on the penetration. Got it to go with the soft release. Zach Gilchrist now with seven, really showing off the shooting touch. A 20-8 Riverton leads 6-20 for the first half. Again, Manal trying to throw over the top of the pressure. What an athletic play from Zach Gilchrist, like a wide receiver with an over-the-shoulder catch. He hauls it in. That's now six turnovers on Mount Olive, but Riverton gives it right back to the Cats. A 12-point Hawk lead, six-minute mark, first half. Here's Mueller up top. He's been held in check tonight on the attack. He is fouled. Went to the rim hard and drew the whistle. He'll get two shots, will Matt Mueller. Personal foul on Alex Barron. Matt came up huge in that overtime session last night, leading the Cats to victory. Now he's at the charity stripe. That was 4 points tonight. His toss is around and down. Coming up next, we will have Carlinville and Lincolnwood for you in a red pool game. And then the nightcap, Bunker Hill and Staunton in green pool action. Mueller's second free throw. That puppy went around the world, almost stopped on the heel of the rim, and then fell home. A lot of English on that basketball. A 20-10 Riverton lead. Oh, nice pass. Schneider off the glass. Yes, off the feed that time from Barron. Beautiful look. The lead is a dozen. 5:40 for the first half. Full court pressure, and Cats having trouble getting the basketball in. Drew Logan uses a timeout. At the 5:40 mark of the first half, the Riverton Hawks 22, the Mount Olive Wildcats 10. Back to the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament after this one message.
First National Bank offers the Sprout Children's Certificate of Deposit, the perfect gift for a holiday season for kids 18 and under on your list. You can open a Sprout with as little as $25 and add to it at any time in increments of at least $25. First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. Member FDIC.
WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have a big day of Fighting Illini for you. Football and basketball on the ox. Tomorrow is the Texas Bowl, happens tomorrow. Illinois and Baylor live at 4:30 on our sister station, WAOX 105.3, the ox. And immediately following our Texas Bowl coverage, we will have Fighting Illini basketball for you. The Big Ten opener from Iowa City. That will immediately follow the Texas Bowl. Both games on the ox, 105.3 WAOX. And facing the full court pressure, the Cats have turned it over. Mueller kind of trapped in the corner, stepped on the baseline. That'll be the seventh turnover on Mount Olive. Of course, for our entire broadcast schedule, as well as podcasts and a live stream, you can head to the website, WSMIRadio.com. Here come the Hawks with the lead and the basketball. Barron's to the foul line, leads it for Pulliam now. Spencer up top to Jagodzinski. He's left alone. He'll fire a triple off the mark, no good. Rebound is back tapped, picked up by Pulliam, and the Riverton Hawks get a second crack. Here comes Gilchrist, absorbs the contact, can't get it. The rebound, no. Another follow. This time it's up and in for the Hawks and Alex Barron. Barron missed the first putback, got the second, and put it home. A 14-point lead for the Hawks. 5 minute mark, first half. Jake Niehaus now off it goes to Mueller. Matt attacks, floats it up, missed it. Rebound belongs to the Hawks and Alex Barron. Quickly come the Riverton Hawks into the front court. Gilchrist counted to the foul. At that time, the Mount Olive defender, Jesse Pruden, tried to slide over and take the charge. Just a little bit late, Gilchrist finished the play, and he'll be to the foul line. Zach Gilchrist has had himself a very nice first half. He's got 9 points already. He will look to make double digits with the toss. Free throw was whistled that time on Pruden, his first, team seven. Gilchrist's toss is good. And Zach Gilchrist, the first man in double digits here tonight. He will head out and checking in, Thomas Fitzgerald, the 5'9 junior for the Riverton Hawks. Head coach Kyle Weber has his Hawks off to a 5-2 start. They are 1-0 in pool play, as are the Mount Olive Wildcats. Again, full court pressure into the hands of Niehaus. Had trouble near midcourt and lost it. Poked out of bounds by Riverton. Cats will keep it. 4:37 to play, first half. The lead is 17 for Riverton. From midcourt, Mueller will get it into the hands of Niehaus. Here comes Jake Niehaus across the timeline. Tried to bounce feed the high post. It's tipped and stolen by the Hawks. ahead quickly. Layup is good for Thomas Fitzgerald, his first bucket tonight in the lead up to 19. 4:20 to play in the first half. Again, the full court pressure. Hawks have turned it over. Check that. The Cats have turned it over 8 times. 6 turnovers for the Hawks, and the Cats gave it right back to Riverton. 3-ball buried by Mitchell Patterson. He buries the left wing 3. He's got 5 points, and Mount Olive needs a timeout. It's slipping away with 4:06 to play in the first half. Riverton 32, Mount Olive 10. And we're back to the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament following these messages.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond. Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751. Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106.1.
Back in the big house on West Main, day two of the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. And boy, Carlinville, they know how to host an event. They do it right. Halfway through the second quarter, here come the Hawks. Check that, the Cats. Excuse me, and we've got a double dribble out there as it'll be on Dakota White, the 10th turnover on Mount Olive. More basketball still on the way here from the holiday tourney. Carlinville and Lincolnwood will come your way next, and then at 8:30 tonight, Bunker Hill and Staunton. Shot is short to the heart of the lane from Patterson, picked up by Mount Olive. Of course, Bunker Hill Staunton, always a good rivalry game, but you factor in both teams now 0-1 in pool play. That game has a lot of significance for both squads. Here's Mount Olive in the corner off the leg of Mueller, but it was deflected away, and it'll belong to Mount Olive. 3.5 minutes for the first half. Connor Holiday, a 5'11 senior, he's into the contest for the first time. He'll replace Alex Barron. Baseline trigger. Mueller's pass was deflected by Pulliam, so Mueller just stepped in bounds and picked up the basketball. Heads up that time for Matt. Here's Ulrich at the foul line. Bounced it once. Now hands it off to Ellington on the curl. Layup. Missed it. A little too strong off the window. Offensive rebound. Put back. Count it. And the foul for Dakota White. His first bucket. Good second effort that time for Mount Olive. It's a 20-point Riverton lead. 3:16 for the first half. Toss for White is good. Dakota White now with 3 points as he converts the old-fashioned three-point play. And the full court pressure that has really given Mount Olive some concerns here tonight. In the heart of the lane, that is Patterson. He's off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared out by Dakota. Here comes Mueller into the front court inside of 3 minutes for the first half. Gets a high screen, now picks up the dribble into the hands of Ellington. Brandon Ellington will turn and face once the baseline. Cut off there just outside the lane. Now he pivots. He's going to force up a shot. Around off the mark, no good. And the rebound to the Hawks. They want to run with Schneider. Here comes Will quickly into the front court. Gets it off to Holiday. Back to Pulliam from 16. Yes. Spencer Pulliam, his first bucket with the pull-up J. And it's a 34-13 Hawk lead, 2.5 for the first half. It'll be Staunton and Litchfield for the girls' title Thursday night at 6:30, as we'll have both championship games Thursday night. Live coverage begins 6:30 here on WSMI. Ellington on the attack. He is fouled, and the clock will stop at the 2:12 mark to play first half. They will get the personal on Connor Holiday. That'll be his first, fifth on the team. Into the free throw line, the 5'7 sophomore, Brandon Ellington. First toss up, it is good. Mount Olive shot the free throws very well last night in their opening round game, and that was a big difference in the ball game. I believe Staunton was 2 of 10 from the foul line in the fourth quarter. Mount Olive, I think, a perfect 5 of 5. Second toss, it's good. That one was pure for Ellington. He gets a pair. And when the pressure was on last night at the foul line, Mount Olive stepped up big time. They were down two with 7 seconds to go in that game and had to hit two pressure tosses to tie that game and send it to overtime. Here's a three on the way from Fitzgerald that's no good, and the rebound to Dakota White. On Olive trails with the basketball, 110 seconds for the half. Here comes Mueller into the front court. Off the left side of the key, into the hands of Ellington now in the left corner. Here comes Ellington on the attack. Nice spin. He'll force it up. Off the mark, no good. And we've got a foul underneath. I believe Mueller was pushed in the back. He was. And they're going to get Schneider with the personal. His second, team six. It'll be baseline out of bounds for Mueller and the Wildcats. So Schneider heads out, and Alex Barron back in, the six-foot senior. Mueller looking. He's still looking. He will throw it away. Turned over. Here comes Jagodzinski. All the way. Oh, he traveled. Shuffled the feet. Give that time Dakota White a lot of credit. He hustled back, and he forced the shuffling of the feet from Matt Jagodzinski. So great hustle on the play from Dakota White. Now Dakota will head out and back into the contest. Eric Ulrich. 87 seconds for the first half, a 34-15 Riverton lead. Carlinville, they are sitting on the stage, patiently waiting their try. They will take the floor next. Carlinville and Lincolnwood to follow. Bunker Hill and Staunton, the nightcap at 8:30. In the left corner, Zach Murphy now for the Cats. He will spin off the baseline. To the left elbow it goes. Ulrich, picked up by Mueller, off the window. It's good. Matt Mueller, he's got 8 points. He's really got a nice, soft bank shot. It's a 34-17 Riverton lead, final minute of the first half. Hawks try to backdoor it. Good catch on the weak side by Fitzgerald. He had to elevate. Now he's going to work on Mueller. Blocked in there by Matt. Picked up by the Hawks and Alex Barron. Jagodzinski on the way to Patterson. He'll fire a three off the mark. No good. Rebound picked up by Mount Olive and Zach Mathis. He's hit on the wrist. Bonus time for Mount Olive. Not a wise foul that time from the Riverton Hawks and Thomas Fitzgerald as he reached in and fouled Mathis about 80 feet from his basket. Clock will stop at the 37-second mark of the first half. We've already had a full day of girls tournament action here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. We'll give you the rundown of that at halftime as Mathis hits the first toss. One boys game in the book. Still two more games to come your way tonight. Mathis' second toss is good. Zach Mathis gets both. His first 2 points tonight, and it's a 34-19 Riverton lead. Be a big stop for Mount Olive going into the half if they could get it. Down 15. They're playing tough again tonight. William took his time into the front court. Now he's across the timeline. Into the hands of Jagodzinski. Monal's man-to-man, now they pick up the pressure. Off it goes to Barron with 20 seconds. And he's out near midcourt. Now he bounces between the circles back to Pulliam. Hawks running some clock here. They will hold for the final shot. Down to 10 seconds for the half, a 15-point Riverton lead. Here's Pulliam, wants to work on Ellington. Spencer spins at the foul line with four, gets inside. Fouled? Yes. With 2.7 to play, in the half, Ellington called for the block. That will be his second, team eight. And the one and bonus for Spencer Pulliam, the six-foot senior. Toss is no good. Missed the front end. Full-length shot at the end of the half is no good. And after one half of play, the Riverton Hawks lead the Mount Olive Wildcats 34-19. It's day two of the Carlinville Holiday Basketball Tournament. We're back to the Big House on West Main following these messages.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student-athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Whether it's your first purchase or you're an old pro, buying a home is always a big, big step. Fortunately, Bank and Trust Company's mortgage lending department has the experience it takes to help you make that step confidently and securely. Just let them know how they can assist you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. Area Diesel Service in Carlinville has factory-trained technicians for all types of diesel fuel injection systems and turbochargers. They specialize in domestic and foreign over-the-road trucks, pickups, vans, cars, agricultural tractors, and more. Area Diesel Service, 1300 North University Street in Carlinville, celebrating over 35 years as your diesel experts.
Happy holidays from farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy. Now that all the preparations are behind us, we can relax and enjoy this magical time of year. Make entertaining easy with farmer-owned Prairie Farms French onion dip for chips and vegetables. Everyone at Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville wishes you the best for the holidays and the new year ahead.
Hi, Paul Benty for the Cubbyhole in Carlinville. Get your t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, uniforms, or bags screen printed to promote your business, school, church, civic organization, or event. We can screen print or embroider anything you want with any design you need. The Cubbyhole, located on Route 108, a mile west of the high school in Carlinville. Or visit us at cubbyholeonline.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. If you need any warranty work or service repair on your Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep vehicles, give us a call and we will be honored in picking your vehicle up and taking care of it for you. You can call us at 324-6883 or 1-800-635-5623 to set up your next appointment. Or visit us at bishopmotorsonline.com and email us. Hope to hear from you. Thanks.
WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
At the half. The Riverton Hawks leaving the Mount Olive Wildcats by the count of 34-19. Both Mount Olive and Riverton are 1-0 in pool play as they are playing in the green pool. In earlier action today on the boys' side of things, Litchfield defeated Gillespie 58-39 in a red pool game. So Litchfield now 2-0 in pool play. Gillespie now 0-2. So Litchfield tomorrow will take on Lincolnwood at 7. And if the Purple Panthers win that, they will be in the championship game Thursday night at 8 o'clock. We still have two games left tonight. Carlinville and Lincolnwood, of course, next, followed by Bunker Hill and Staunton. Both games will be live right here on FM 106. But it's already been a full day of basketball here at the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament as the girls were on the floor earlier today, and they, of course, split the girls' tournament between the middle school and the high school to try to keep the entire tournament on schedule. And earlier today in the consolation bracket, it was Gillespie defeating Carlinville 44-39. In the other consolation game, it was Nokomis defeating Roxana 46-23. That will set up a seventh place game tomorrow at noon here in the high school gym between Carlinville and Roxana. That game is at noon for seventh place. It'll be followed at 1:30 by the fifth place game as Gillespie will take on Nokomis. Both those games tomorrow are here in the high school gym. And then your third place game on the girls' side, that'll have Greenfield taking on Bunker Hill. As earlier today in the championship semifinals, Staunton defeated Greenfield 58-36, and it was Litchfield handling Bunker Hill 51-30. So the Greenfield Lady Tigers and the Bunker Hill Minute Maids, they will meet for third place on Thursday at noon here in the high school gym. And then, of course, the championship game. It'll be Staunton battling Litchfield, your championship game Thursday night, 6:30, here on WSMI FM 106. Of course, the last 2 years, the girls' championship game has been Bunker Hill taking on Carlinville. Those have been two outstanding championship games the last couple of years, and Staunton Litchfield would stand to be the same sort of championship game Thursday night at 6:30. And of course, the girls' championship game will be followed by the boys' championship game at about 8 o'clock. Still have no idea, obviously, who will be playing for the boys' championship. Litchfield, right now, the only team that is 2-0, but of course, they're the only team that has completed two games. At the half here between Riverton and Mount Olive, one of these teams will be 2-0 at the end of play today. And then that will set up, of course, an all-important matchup tomorrow in the final day of pool play. Still a lot of basketball yet to decide who will play for the championship. At the half, it's Riverton leading Mount Olive 34-19. We're back to Carlinville High School in day two of the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament following these messages.
This broadcast is brought to you by M&M Service Company, your natural resource of people, product, service, and solutions. PJ's Tire and Service Center in Carlinville. Greg Hines at Hines Furniture, a block and a half west of the Carlinville Square. Cravagna Funeral Homes in Gillespie and Vanel. And by the Sinmar Corporation in Carlinville.
Drew Ford in Gillespie, Macoupin County's one and only new Ford dealer, is a no-hassle dealer. Right now at Drew Ford, check out a 2011 Ford Fusion. It gets an estimated 33 miles per gallon highway, and you get a $2,000 rebate. Happy New Year from everyone at Drew Ford in Gillespie, serving the area since 1967.
Madison Communications is offering warm winter savings now through January 21st. Add or upgrade any new Madison service and get free activation. Plus, you can receive free installation and free equipment on many new services with a price protection guarantee. Don't miss this seasonal offer. Call 1-800-422-4848 today to order.
Midwest Basement Technologies, the area's leader in basement waterproofing and foundation crack repairs, now offers the best leaf protection for your gutters, guaranteed. Call 618-372-7077 or visit them on the web at www.midwestbasementtech.com for a free estimate. Midwest Basement Technologies, 618-372-7077.
You tuned into the game for great sports entertainment, but where do you turn for quality banking services? Carlinville National Bank, a real community bank, locally owned and reinvesting your deposits right back into the local communities. Take advantage of the full range of products and services that are provided by local people at Carlinville National Bank, member FDIC and the community.
I'm Pete Drummond. Have you been injured at work or can't work? Why don't you give us a call at Drummond Law Office in Litchfield, Illinois? Before you do it on your own, give us a chance. Just call, come in, or pick up a free information kit about your rights. Or visit our website at drummondlawllc.com. Call us at 217-324-2323 for your work injury or disability claim.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Tim Eyes back here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Riverton back on the floor. They have a 15-point halftime lead over Mount Olive. And looking at the halftime numbers, first for the Riverton Hawks, leading scorer in the basketball game, Zach Gilchrist. He has 10 points in the first half of play. Mitchell Patterson finished the half with 5. Will Schneider with 6. Alex Barron had 7. Spencer Pulliam with the deuce. Matt Jagodzinski had 2 points. And Thomas Fitzgerald, 2 points in the first half for the Riverton Hawks. Quarters of 18 and 16 for their first half total of 34. Hawks only shot 4 free throws in the first half. They were 2 out of 4 from the foul line. Had Riverton for 7 turnovers. For the Mount Olive Wildcats, they turned the basketball over 11 times in that first half. But they faced full court man-to-man pressure the entire first 2 quarters here tonight. Their leading scorer is Matt Mueller. He finished the first half with 8 points. Dakota White with 3. And then Brandon Ellington with 2. Zach Murphy with 2. Zach Mathis with 2. And Eric Ulrich with 2 for the Cats. Quarters of 8 and 11 for their first half total of 19. Mount Olive did not get to the foul line in the first quarter, but they got there 7 times in the second quarter, knocking down all 7 foul shots. In that second period, did the Mount Olive Wildcats. So they're a good foul shooting team. We saw that last night in a pressure situation, and they have not missed a free throw here in the first half. How will the Wildcats respond here in the second half? Coming off a huge victory last night in overtime over Staunton, they are dealing with a very well-coached, very well-schooled Riverton Hawk team here tonight. And right now the Hawks are in control with a 34-19 lead. Just about set for the start of the third quarter. The Hawks will start the half on defense as Mount Olive gets the basketball to begin the second half of play. On the floor for the Cats, it'll be Will Schneider. Check that. It will be Brandon Ellington, Jesse Pruden, Dakota White, Matt Mueller, and Eric Ulrich for the Cats. Their original starting 5. Same can be said for the Hawks. Schneider, Pulliam, Barron, Jagodzinski, and Gilchrist. Here comes Ellington up top, getting that pressure man-to-man from Riverton. They are in your hip pocket the entire possession. Here comes Mueller, left side of the key. Bounce feed off it goes now to Ulrich. Back to Mueller. Just underway, second half. Here's Mueller spinning left side. Decided against a very tough shot. Instead leaves it off for White. Cutting is Ellington, and he shuffled the feet. Caught the pass and took two steps before he put the ball on the deck. I think he kind of got the ball caught on his hip, and that will result in the 12th Mount Olive turnover. Still two games left for you here on WSMI tonight from the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Carlinville and Lincolnwood to follow next, and Bunker Hill Staunton tonight at 8:30. Here's Schneider off to Jagodzinski. Jokrist wants a three, almost banked it in and went around and out. Behrens with the offensive rebound and put back. Behrens now with nine. Full court pressure. Mueller wants to throw over the top. Jokrist tracks it down, tips it out of bounds. It'll belong to Mount Olive. Boy, Jokrist has really done a nice job as the safety man on the full court pressure. Mount Olive trying to throw over the top, which is generally a good way to do it, but Jokrist really using some nice athleticism to track down those long passes. Cats have the basketball. Out front, White into the hands of Mueller now. Matt Mueller on the right side wants to operate. Now he's cut off inside the arc, pulls it back. Crosses over, cut off again. Good defense out there by Jokrist, staying right with Mueller. White picked up the dribble after one bounce. Now he needs some help. He's going to get a five-second count. Drew Logan calls a timeout. 6 minutes, 23 seconds to play, third quarter. It's game number one here on WSMI. Two more to follow. Riverton leading Mount Olive 36-19. Back to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament following these messages.
Hillsborough Energy is proud to bring you this sports broadcast, and Hillsborough Energy is glad to promote good sportsmanship from all of our area teams, their players, coaches, and fans. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. So be a good sport. Good luck from all the employees of Hillsborough Energy.
Your friends at Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, for all your banking needs, stop by one of Security National Bank's locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. America's high school sports leader, WSMI FM 106.1.
Following the timeout, Pruden attacks the right baseline. His shot off the mark, but on the rebound, we've got a whistling foul. Going to be on Riverton and Will Schneider. That will be Will's third personal foul, first on the Hawks here in the half. That'll send to the free throw line Eric Ulrich, the 6'2 senior. Toss on the way. It is no good. So Ulrich misses the toss. That's the first miss from the foul line tonight for Mount Olive, and they trail 36-19. 6:11 to play, third quarter. Toss up. Toss, back rim, no good. Mueller got the offensive rebound, the putback around and out, and now they're going to get Mueller over the back. It'll be Matt second, first on the Cats here in the half. So a pair of free throws missed by Ulrich. Nice offensive rebound for Mueller. His putback went around the world twice and spun out. Then he goes over the back for a second personal foul. Just 2 minutes into the second half, a 36-19 Riverton lead. They have the basketball. Here's Jagodzinski off to Schneider now. Will leaves it for Jokrist in the corner. He wants to attack. Tough look. He is fouled on the release. Two shots coming for Zach Jokrist, the 6'3 junior. They will get Ulrich with the personal, his first, team second. Zach Jokrist, the 6'3 junior. He was an all-tournament team performer last year as a sophomore. His toss is good. 11 now in the game for Jokrist, as checking in for Mount Olive, Zach Murphy, a 6'1 sophomore. He will replace Jesse Pruden, the 5'10 senior. Second free throw on the way for Jokrist. Toss up. It is off the back rim. No good. Ball tapped around, picked up by the Cats and Ulrich. One more night of pool play after tonight, and then Championship Thursday. We'll have girls and boys championship games here on FM 106, live coverage at 6:30, and a live stream at WSMIRadio.com as well. Now a traveling call on Mount Olive. Ellington spun, made the shot, but The spin move was the source of the travel. 37-19, 5.5 for the third quarter. Here's Jagosinski. Off it goes to Behrens now, right side of the key, back in the hands of Fulia. Spencer leaves for Jagosinski on the right wing. He wants to bounce, hands it off to Jokrić. He wants to attack, slipped at the right elbow, somehow got it off to Pulliam. He attacks and is fouled by Matt Mueller. Third on Matt, third on the team in the half, and to the free throw line go the Riverton Hawks. They're attacking the rim here tonight is Riverton. Free throw for Pulliam is up and no good off the heel. Pulliam over two at the foul line tonight. Checking in for Mount Olive, Zach Mathis, as Mueller will have to head out with his third personal foul. And Carlinville heads to the locker room to get set for the next contest. They will take on Lincolnwood. Cavies 0-1 in pool play. Lancers 1-0. Pulliam's second toss is good. Three for Spencer Pulliam in the ball game. It's a 38-19 Riverton lead. 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Here is White, gets it off to Mathis, now into the hands of Ulrich. Back it goes to Dakota White. Off to Zach Mathis now. He will skip it across to Ellington. Brandon, quick dribble drive, forces it up, almost banked it in, but he drew the foul. Two shots on the way for Brandon Ellington. He's just a sophomore. It is the second team foul of the half on Riverton. They will get Alex Behrens with his second personal. Brandon Ellington, the 5'7 sophomore, to the foul line. His free throw is short. And you wonder, with Manala having to go overtime last night, as you get into the second half, that's when fatigue could become a factor for the Cats. Of course, every team in this tournament will play 4 games in 4 days. Ellington's toss is good. He gets 1 out of 2. He's 3 of 4 from the foul line tonight. Back come the Hawks in a hurry. Jagosinski's pass is kicked out of bounds by Murphy. It'll stay with Riverton. 4:40 to play, third quarter. Spencer Pulliam will trigger from his baseline. Riverton will put a man at each corner of the lane. Here comes Schneider. He will fire off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for, won by Jokrić, and he is, well, not fouled. We've got a jump ball. Possession keeps it with Riverton. Couple of hard-nosed teams here tonight. An 18-point lead for Riverton, 4.5 for the third quarter. Nice out-of-bounds play. They get it into Behrens. Missed it, but he was fouled. Fourth team foul on Mount Olive. They will get the personal foul on Ellington. That'll be his third. Alex Behrens to the free throw line, a 6-foot senior. Alex has 9 points tonight. He's 1 out of 1 from the foul line. His toss is good. So Alex Behrens, he's into double digits. Second man to do that. Zach Jokrić had 10 at half. He's got 11 now. Jake Niehaus, a 5'9 freshman, will replace Ellington, who he has to take a seat with 3 personals. And the second toss is good as well for Behrens. He's now got 11. He and Jokrić, the leading scorers in the ballgame. Mathis is tied up in the backcourt by Jokrić, and it'll belong to Mount Olive for 27 to play, third quarter. Litchfield won earlier tonight, 58-39, defeating Gillespie. The Miners now 0-2 in pool play. Litchfield 2-0 in red pool action. Here comes Zach Murphy. He's cut off with the bounce, needs some help, has it stripped away by Jagosinski. And it's out of bounds, staying with Mount Olive for 14 for the third quarter. It's a 20-point Riverton lead. Riverton beat Bunker Hill in the opener yesterday, 65-43. And now they've got a 20-point lead on the Cat. Spinning. White, contact, no whistles. Straight up were the Riverton Hawk defenders. Back comes Riverton. Here's Pulliam up fake, and he is fouled by Zach Mathis. Zach definitely got his money's worth on that one. Not a cheapie. Halfway through the third quarter, a 20-point Riverton lead. Day 2 of pool play here at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. We'll have more action for you tomorrow, beginning with live coverage at 5:30, Carlinville and Gillespie. At 7, Litchfield and Lincolnwood. And at 8:30 tomorrow night, Staunton and Riverton. As Fulham gets the free throw to go home, give them 4 points for the ball game. All three games tomorrow live on FM 106, also streamed online at WSMIRadio.com. Fulham gets the pair. Now he will check out, and Kevin Bertolino into the contest, a 5'8 sophomore. Not a whole lot of seniors on either one of these rosters. Connor Holiday, Alex Seymour, and Matt Jagodinski, the only seniors on the Riverton roster. And it's just three seniors for Mount Olive as well. Here come the Cats. Long two on the way off the mark from Ulrich. Rebound picked up by the Hawks. Comes Bertolino. Leaves it for Gilchrist. Stripped on the way up. Picked up by the Cats. Nice defense on the block by Mount Olive to force the turnover. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. Mount Olive just threw it right into the belly of Alex Barron. Tried the no-look pass to Bertolino. It was a little bit behind Kevin. Goes off his hands and out of bounds. And that time Alex might have tried to get a tad bit too fancy. But I guess that's the time to do it. Up 22, 3:20 to play third quarter. Jake Niehaus, the freshman, gets it on the right elbow now to Ulrich. He wants to attack. He's going to rise up for about 12 feet short. Rebound loose. White has it. His follow won't go home. White gets another crack at it. Still won't go. And it's finally cleared out by the Hawks and Barrett. Fulham now with the bounce. Leaves it for Gilchrist. He'll fire from 18. Short. Rebound belongs to Snyder. Puts it up. Counted in the foul. Will Snyder now with 8. Another offensive rebound for Riverton. And that makes it a 44-20 Hawk lead, 2:51 to play third quarter. To the free throw line, Will Snyder for Riverton. A couple substitutions now. Matt Mueller back in for the Cats, and Zach Mathis will head out. Mueller with 3 fouls, but Coach Drew Logan can wait no longer. Snyder's toss is up. It is good. Sure, didn't even graze the iron for Will Snyder. He's got 9 in the ballgame. A balanced scoring attack for Riverton. Barron and Gilchrist each with 11. Snyder with 9. Pulliam and Patterson each with 5. Another turnover for Mount Olive. That's 15. And now we've got a palming violation on Bertolino. There was no one around him. He was just bringing the ball up the floor without any pressure and just slipped that right hand too far underneath the basketball and our official right on top of it. 2 minutes, 38 seconds to play, third quarter. Carlinville Holiday Tournament action here on WSMI. Of course, for all the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30 here on FM 106. We will have a sports show for you this Saturday as well, New Year's Day. Here comes Mueller out front. He will leave it for White up top. Between the circles, now he dumps it off the right elbow to Ulrich. Faced up out there by Gilchrist. Boy, Riverton, they defend you hard the entire possession. Here's Mueller spinning, trying to get free. That's contested. The last second he had to dump it off to White. That was a good catch by Dakota. Wasn't expecting it. Now Mount Olive turns it over. Back come the Hawks. Here's Snyder. Nice head fake on a 3. He'll step in from the elbow, around and out. Rebound loose on the floor. It is picked up by Niehaus for Mount Olive. That was a nice move that time from Snyder. Just couldn't get the shot to stay down. Ulrich off to Mueller. We've got 97 seconds to the third quarter. Mueller has trouble with the handle. Somehow corrals it and gets it off to Zach Murphy. Here's Ulrich into the heart of the lane. Picked up the dribble. Now he needs some help. He is in a bad, awkward spot right now. Finally pivots away from trouble, but not before he got tied up by Snyder. And the possession will send it the other way with Riverton. Connor Holiday is in. Zach Gilchrist will check out. He's had himself a ball game here tonight. A minute 22 for the third quarter of play. A 25-point lead for the Hawks of Riverton. They are looking to go to 2-0 in pool play, and they have a date tomorrow night with Staunton at 8:30. We've got a foul on Snyder. Offensive, extending the arm out. His fourth, only the third team foul on Riverton here in the half. That's 4 personals on Will Snyder. 68 seconds for the third quarter of play. Both these clubs 1-0 in pool play. Mount Olive coming off that great victory last night in overtime over Staunt. Mueller's shot is short, and Riverton brings it out. Here comes Pulliam, a little hesitation dribble off the window. It's good for Spencer Pulliam, a very nice move. 7 for Pulliam. 45 seconds for the third quarter of play. Riverton won this tournament in 2004, 2005, 2006. Mueller on the attack, no. Rebound put up and in by Ulrich. He's now got 4. Of course, they had some guy named Tisdale on those teams. He's had a pretty fine career at Illinois, the big 7-footer from Riverton on the attack. Snyder puts it down. He's got 11. We'll have the Fighting Illini's Big Ten opener for you tomorrow. It's a football-basketball doubleheader on the Ox. Live coverage begins at 4:30 on WAOX 105.3. 7 seconds for the quarter. Mueller's pass tipped, stolen by Holiday. Ahead it goes. Holiday at the horn. Good if it goes. He got it. Connor Holiday buries the 3 at the third quarter buzzer. And after 3 quarters, Riverton 52, Monolith 22. Back to the Carlinville Holiday Tournament following these messages.
At Quality Flooring, you'll find brand names like Mohawk, Armstrong, Mannington, Target, and more in their 3,000 square foot showroom. Hardwood, laminate, ceramic tiles, just about everything for your flooring needs with financing available. Quality Flooring, where you'll find quality you can stand on. Stop by just 5 miles west of Litchfield on Route 16.
Film development has never been so easy at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. They're glad to offer one-hour photo finishing and their Sony Picture Station. And Safemore Pharmacy makes your prescriptions more convenient with free delivery on prescriptions. It's all at Safemore Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon.
This game is brought to you by Quality Title and Abstract on the Square in Carlinville. The Benty Shell Food Mart serving the WSMI listing area. Sloan Implement just off the Shipman Blacktop in Carlinville. And by Plaza Truck Service in Carlinville. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville.
And welcome back to the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. Tim Mize alongside Terry Toad bringing to the action here tonight. Coming up next, Carlinville and Lincolnwood. And that'll be followed by Bunker Hill and Staunton. Carlinville 0-1 in pool play. They gave Litchfield the ball game last night, falling 65-61. Lincolnwood 1-0 in pool play as they defeated Gillespie 54-42. That game was tied at 40 late. And then Bunker Hill lost, of course, to Riverton, as I mentioned, 65-43. And Staunton, that tough overtime loss last night against Mount Olive. Here come the Wildcats. Off it goes to Mueller now, just underway fourth quarter. Matt Mueller working off the baseline, lost his balance, turned it over. Here come the Riverton Hawks with Bertolino. He's going to force it up, blocked out of there by Ulrich, picked up by Patterson. His shot is rejected. Now Jagodinski gives the Hawks another crack. Off it goes right wing now to Mitchell Patterson, the sophomore. Into the hands of Pulliam. Back to Jagodinski. He travels. I just had that as the 10th turnover for the Hawks in the ballgame. And Pulliam will head out. Thomas Fitzgerald, the 5'9 junior, into the contest. Carlinville, Lincolnwood next, and Bunker Hill and Staunton still 2 games on the docket for the Carlinville Holiday Tournament on day 2. Here's Mueller into the front court, lost the bounce, had some trouble, now he throws it away. Tried to force it down on the block, and there were 3 Hawks in the area. Here's Connor Holiday to the foul line, leaves it off for Jagodinski. Matt Jagodinski now left side, leaves it for Holiday off the baseline. He will bring it back up top to Patterson. Now they go right side to Jagodinski, back to Holiday. He wants a 3, this time short after he hit one at the end of the third quarter. Rebound brought out by Mount Olive and Dakota White. Into the hands of Mueller now. Matt Mueller bouncing on the left wing. Picks up the dribble, looking for some assistance. Needs some help. Gets a high slasher in the form of Eric Ulrich. Now Ulrich back into the hands of Murphy. To Mueller now. He's going to dribble into a 3 ball. It's up off the mark short. Maybe partially deflected by Mitchell Patterson. Now the Hawks trying to throw ahead quickly. They turn the basketball over. 6 minutes to play in the ball game as Murphy's pass is deflected out by Patterson. It'll stay with Mount Olive in a 52-22 game here in the fourth quarter. And with a 30-point spread, it'll be a running clock. They institute that in tournament play to try to keep the tournament on schedule. So on the way next, Carlinville and Lincolnwood. That's a big game there. Carlinville, 0-1 in pool play. They need the victory. Lancers 1-0 in pool play. That game coming up next here on WSMI. Baseline trigger for Mount Olive. Ulrich will throw in, looking, finally gets it in. On the block to Ellington, he will turn off the glass. Yes, for Brandon Ellington. He's got 5 points. Very nice move. Closing in, five-minute mark. Here's Jagosinski. Count it, and the foul. That's Jagosinski. Nice dribble drive there. His second field goal. It'll be to the foul line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Want podcasts of all of our high school sporting events? You can find those on our website at WSMIRadio.com. All three broadcasts from yesterday now available, and those are free. By the way, you can listen to them or you can download them. It's all free at WSMIRadio.com. Jagodinsky's free throw is short. Rebound picked up by Riverton, and now they can pull it out. Attacking, Jagodinsky missed the layup, and the rebound loose picked up by the Hawks. Riverton with the basketball in control of the game. Down the block, they dump it to Seymour. Alex Seymour can't get it to go home. And now we've got a foul on the Hawks. They're going to get, let's see, for Riverton, the fourth team foul. And the personal, looks like, will be whistled on Thomas Fitzgerald, his second. Austin McAuliffe, a 6-foot junior, he will check in, and out is Jagodinsky. 3 minutes, 50 seconds to the ball game, a 30-point Riverton lead. They will be 2-0 in pool play. So that makes the game for the Bulldogs tonight all the more important against Bunker Hill. McAuliffe attacking, missed it, still loose to Ellington. Of course, Staunton can get the win tonight and get to 1-1 and then see what happens against Riverton tomorrow. If that was to be the case, all three teams would be 2-1. Then, of course, it comes down to free throw percentage, and that may not bode well for Staunton after their effort from the line last night. Ellington's three short, rebound to White, and he is fouled. So Riverton really going to be in a very good position here, having already defeated Bunker Hill, about to put the finishing touches on Mount Olive. They will be 2-0, and the only game they have left in pool play against Staunton, they will be well ahead in terms of free throw percentage. Litchfield and Riverton really in control of their respective pools. Free throw off the mark for Dakota White. Running clock here in the fourth quarter as it got to a 30-point spread. White's second toss is good. For Mount Olive, they had such an emotional high last night, an overtime game. Quick turnaround. They played the 8:30 game last night, and they had to come back to play the 5:30 game tonight. Very quick turnaround for the Mount Olive Wildcats. As Riverton played the first game yesterday, they played at 4, so they basically had a full 24 hours of rest. Not the case for the Cats. Up and in, it's put home by Austin McAuliffe, his first bucket tonight off the left baseline. Inside of 2 minutes to play, Carlinville and Lincolnwood, they are waiting in the wings. That game coming up next here on the Sports Voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106. Here's Ellington in the right corner. He wants to attack, stripped out of there by Alex Seymour. Hawks in a hurry the other way. Another and-one opportunity for Riverton. This time it'll be Mr. Seymour with the opportunity. Alex has his first bucket tonight. Riverton has been relentless offensively attacking the rim, and then their defensive man-to-man pressure has really been the big part of this ballgame.
Something that Mount Olive is unfamiliar with.
Well, it's tough to handle when you get full-court pressure the entire game. There's never a free trip up the floor. Just exhausts you by the time you get to the fourth quarter. Free throw for Seymour is off the mark, no good. Putback is no good by Seymour. Another chance, this time McCullough can't get it to go. Still loose. Logan Sanders picks it up for the Hawks. Final minute of play. here between Riverton and Mount Olive, and the travel on the Hawks and Brad Nilhouse.
And by the way, the next game will not start until 7.
No, they do not start early.
That's right. We've been told.
Here come the Wildcats into the front court, and we've got a foul on Nilhouse. Now we'll put Mount Olive to the free throw line. We hope to chat with both head coaches of this game in between ball games, Kyle Weber and Drew Logan. Hopefully we'll be able to chat with both. Here come the Cats with Dustin Scheller, the 5'8 freshman. Shot off the mark, rebound loose, picked up after it's out of bounds. It'll belong to Riverton, down to 7 seconds. They will get the ball in, and that's going to do it. Riverton with the victory, 58-25. The Hawks now 2-0 in pool play, and they are in the driver's seat of the green pool. They've got a date with Staunton tomorrow night at 8:30. So the final, 58-25, Riverton over Mount Olive. We're back to Carlinville High School, the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament, right after these messages.
Lewis and Clark Community College is celebrating 40 years of success. Award-winning faculty and academic programs, nationally recognized athletics, are just a few of Lewis and Clark's success stories. Get started on your own success story today. Log on to lc.edu or call 800-YES-LCCC.
Classes begin January 18th.
Your family's safety, keeping warm this winter, and maintaining a budget is important to you. Comfort Pro can provide all of these. What is Comfort Pro? It's propane from M&M Service Company. It's a safe and economical fuel, a well-trained staff, a budget billing plan, and contracting options, all of which are a part of Comfort Pro. Comfort Pro is simply comfort from the professionals at FS.
Your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pana, and Greenville would like to wish the best of luck to all the athletes this year. And remember, after the game, stop by your local Dairy Queen restaurant for hot eats and cool treats. Play hard and good luck from your Dairy Queen stores in Nokomis, Pana, and Greenville.
It's basketball season, and your friends at Carlinville Area Hospital wish everyone, including players and coaches, the best. But if you do get injured, Carlinville Area Hospital provides a wide range of services, including emergency medical care and physical therapy with licensed healthcare professionals. Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent healthcare close to home.
First National Bank has committed $2,500 in matching donations to food pantries in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville this holiday season. Join us in helping others by stopping by or mailing your donation to your local FNB banking center. Call 229-3701 for details. First National Bank, member FDIC, and your community.
Kenny Contractors in Raymond is proud to support all the area schools and students and wishes all the very best of luck. And Kenny Contractors reminds us that no matter what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, the player who shows good sportsmanship is always a winner. So play your best and good luck from Kenny Contractors in Raymond. FM 106. Hillsboro Rental has a complete line of equipment for all your projects. Whether you're cleaning out a wooded area, remodeling a room, or working on another project you have planned, rent the tools you need so you can get the job done right. So if you need it, rent it at Hillsboro Rental, next to the underpass in Hillsboro. Call 532-6751.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to help build school spirit and show our colors. Our student athletes work hard and play hard. As fans, let's huddle up and sport a winning attitude. Good luck to all our area athletes, and stop by Litchfield McDonald's and try our new fruit-flavored smoothies before or after the game.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 40% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families unprotected. State Farm offers life insurance. So if you're at that place where procrastination just met motivation, use that cell phone of yours and call me, Mark Stearin, your State Farm agent in Litchfield.
Don't put off until tomorrow what you can do today, like saving for the future. Bank and Trust Company has a variety of ways to help you plan for the financial road ahead, including savings accounts, IRAs, and CDs. Just ask which options are best for you at Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. WSMI FM 106.1, America's high school sports leader.
Tim Mize, Saratoga, back with you here at the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament. The Cavaliers on the floor. They will take on the Lincolnwood Lancers. That tip in about 15 minutes from right now. Let's wrap up the game just completed as the Riverton Hawks, they are now 2-0 in pool play as they defeated Mount Olive tonight 58-25. Looking at the individual scoring totals, very balanced attack for the Riverton Hawks and head coach Kyle Weber. Zach Gilchrist finished with 11 points, as did Alex Barron and Will Schneider, all three with 11. It was then Spencer Pulliam with 7. Mitchell Patterson had 5. Matt Jagosinski with 4. Austin McCullough had 2. Thomas Fitzgerald had 2. Alex Seymour had 2. And Connor Holiday had 3 points for Riverton, quarters of 18, 16, 18, and 6 for their game total of 58. Had the Hawks down for a dozen turnovers. They were 8 of 15 from the foul line. For the Mount Olive Wildcats, they were held to just 6 points in the second half as they were outscored 18-3 in the third and 6-3 in the fourth. Leading scorer for Mount Olive, Matt Mueller, he finishes with 8 points. Brandon Ellington had 5. Dakota White with 4. Eric Ulrich had 4. And Zach Mathis with 2 points, along with Zach Murphy finishing with 2 points for the Cats. Quarters of 8, 11, 3, and 3 for their game total of 25. Had Mount Olive 9 of 13 at the foul line with 21 turnovers. But Terry, I think it was pretty evident, at least to me up here watching the ball game, that once the second half rolled around, Mount Olive just didn't have anything in the tank. You factor in they played the last game last night. They went to overtime, no less. And you get to the 5:30 tip in the second day, and by the time they got to the second half, they were just gassed.
Not only are you dealing with the physical aspects of it, Tim, I think the emotional aspects of it as well, because of the amount of adrenaline that was pumped into their bodies last night, just trying to calm down and get a good night's rest last night probably was difficult for some of these guys.
Oh, absolutely.
And to come back out here and try to crank it back up after pulling off what they did the night before, well, it's going to be a tough game, and I think Coach Logan knew that going in. But I tell you what, Riverton, they're a handful. They are a definite factor in the championship run here at this holiday tournament.
Absolutely. You consider that Riverton played the 4 o'clock game yesterday.
Yeah.
Monal played the 8:30 game with the overtime victory, and Kyle Weber hopefully on his way up to chat with us as he's making his way up to the second level. And usually when a coach is up here on the second level, they're headed our direction.
They're headed our direction. We don't bribe them with any food or cash, but they are nice enough to come up and see us. By the way, I saw Dawn Kernich, who was one of the more outstanding young ladies who played on this floor for the Mount Olive Lady Wildcats. And unfortunately, her college career has come to an end because of a torn ACL. She's had screws in the ankle and everything else, and what a terrific, terrific athlete at Mount Olive High School. And unfortunately, her athletic career is over. And tell you what, Tim, I'm going to exit stage right here and let Coach Weber have a seat and let you guys do a little chatting here.
The head coach of the Riverton Hawks has to be in a good mood. His club, they are in a very good spot. And Kyle, thanks for the time. Great victory here tonight, but with the way the pool play sets up at 2-0, you really have to like your position heading into the final night.
Well, yeah, so far so good. And the thing is, I remember last year too, I think it was set up the same way. We were 2-0, and of course we couldn't make any free throws all tournaments. So we want to make sure we try to take care of business. It'd be nice to go, you know, if you can go 3-0, then you feel like you really won something.
Yeah, it's always the game within the game whenever you're in pool play. Sometimes winning isn't enough if you don't win all your games. You're 8 of 15 from the foul line tonight, but I thought really your defense the entire game, that full court pressure really seemed to take a toll on the Wildcats.
Yeah, and we knew too last night, I mean, they played the late game and they had that overtime win, and we really thought if we could speed them up a little bit, maybe it wouldn't catch up with them in the first quarter, but we thought maybe by the second, third quarter, maybe we could wear them down a little bit.
Such a balanced attack for you tonight. You had three guys finish with 11 points in Snyder, Barron, and Jokrić, all three with 11, but the balanced attack. And you said before the game that you really had some shooters on your squad, and boy, they really shot the ball well in that first half, especially, I thought.
Well, and I don't know what it is, but it seems like especially Zach, I know last night, I think he was 10 for 11, and last I know Alex, I think, was 7 for 7. And I don't know if it's this gym this year that they like, but, God, I mean, if you can make shots, you look pretty good.
It gets a little easier when you make shots, huh?
Of course it is.
Well, you had the big win tonight, and I guess when you're playing four games in 4 days, it's always nice if you can get some of your core guys some rest.
Yeah, it was nice, too. And I know Jokrić has been kind of nursing a hamstring a little bit, so it was nice, too, to get him out and get a blow in the fourth quarter there. And same way with all the guys. And I think we're in good enough shape to play a game a day. I don't think it's going to hurt us too much. But when in doubt, if you get into a barn burner later on, maybe it'll help us out a little bit.
Well, but you look ahead now, one school game left against Staunton, and you were in the stands last night and saw the game. And I would imagine from your perspective when you're watching that game, scouting the Bulldogs, can you really take anything away from that game, scouting it?
Well, I think, a little bit. And the thing is, too, with Staunton, they're going to do a lot. They do a lot of the same stuff that they've did in the years past.
Yeah.
And I know we've played Steve's team the last 2 years, and they keep kind of kicking our butt. So hopefully this year, if we come ready to play, maybe we can try to get closer to even with them.
Talked with head coach Kyle Weber of the Riverton Hawks. And coach, how difficult is it to prepare? Because you mentioned some trouble with Staunton the last 3 years. Of course, they play that 1-3-1 zone. When you don't see a zone like that all the time, I imagine it's kind of difficult to get your kids ready to go for that.
Yeah, it is a little different. And we did have one game earlier this year. Tri-City played us. They came out and played us that 1-3-1 zone all game. And, it'll be nice, too, to have that game under our belt. And that'll help, too, because looking down the road, Tri-City, I know in our county tournament up there in a couple weeks, we drew them again, so that's going to be our first game up there. So hopefully, if we get good ball movement, we knock some shots, and, of course, anytime you play a team that plays zone, you got to go get some offensive rebound. And if we can do that, then I think we'll have a chance tomorrow night.
Well, Coach, off to a good start, 6-2 this year, and you always learn a little bit about your coach when you get in these tournament settings.
Yeah, and it's nice for us, too, the way our schedule's set up this year. Is we haven't played many games. It seems like for the last couple weeks we've played Tuesday, then we went and played till Tuesday again, then we went and played till Tuesday again. And the kids are tired of me yelling about practice. So I know they're excited to come out and get a play rather than go practice all the time and have to listen to me.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, off to a fantastic start here in the Cronville Holiday Tournament, 2-0 in pool play, and you win tomorrow night, free throws don't matter.
Well, that's what we're going to have to tell the guys. You guys, hey, the ball's in your court. You got to take care of business.
Coach, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, guys.
That is head coach Kyle Weber of the Riverton Hawks, victorious tonight 58-25 over Mount Olive. They are now 2-0 in pool play, in complete control right now of the green pool action, and they will take on Staunton tomorrow night at 8:30.
Tell you what, you liked watching that Riverton team play. Kyle's kind of a laid-back young man. And Riverton, in spite of the fact they're a very aggressive team on defense, they've kind of adopted his demeanor out on the floor. Not much bothers them.
And that's always so important, too, to where you have that even feel.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really tell if Riverton's winning by 20 or losing by 20. They just kind of, from the opening tap to the final horn, just they are level as level can be, and they are in good position here. They defeated Bunker Hill in the opener last night, 65-43. And tonight they defeat Mount Olive 58-25.
You know, another thing, Tim, that people may not think about is when you're putting together a tournament, Riverton, especially back in the Tisdale years, they honored their contract and came here. The places they could have gone. But Riverton stuck with it. They've been a great addition to this holiday tournament here at Carlinville, and I personally hope they stick around for a long time.
Oh, absolutely, and you're exactly right. They could have gone to any holiday tournament in the state. Any tournament would have had them, but they chose to come here to Carlinville, and what a series of tournaments that was.
Oh, wow.
When Mr. Tisdale graced the floor here at the Big House, and who knows, maybe this will be another year of the Hawk at the holiday tournament. Lincolnwood and Carlinville, they are on the floor. They're about 6 minutes away from the tap. We still have Bunker Hill and Staunton on the way as well. All the action live here on WSMI. Going to take a break. When we come back, we'll switch gears and start talking Carlinville and Lincolnwood. It's the 2010 Carlinville Holiday Tournament on the Sports Voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI.